Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hey, everybody. This is welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Dr. Pat isn't in today. I'm Adam Seward, and I'm filling in for her, and I'm joined with my good friend here, Paul DeFuria.
Hi, Adam.
Hey, so we're, like I said, we're filling in for Dr. Pat. She's out, and we're actually the host of another show that airs every Monday, which is called Awaken Life. It's here on KKNW. It's also on the Transformation Talk Radio Network, and that's every Monday at 3, and so we've been doing it for a while, but this is fun for us to kind of step in and talk about, talk about a few things today. One of them is actually, for the women out there, it's the 50 things that, men wish that you knew. And, we'll get to that in a little bit here. Cause we've got a bunch of, we actually went through the list and we picked out a few of the things that we really agreed with. And so, it's our gift to you to share with you some of the things that us guys really wish that women knew. And we pulled it off of it was off of an article in Men's Health magazine. But before we even get to that, I just want to acknowledge the fact that today's the winter solstice.
It sure
well, depending
is.
On where you are in the world, it's either today or tomorrow. But this is it's officially December 21st, 2011. So it's. That's 12/21/2011.
That's true.
And for those of you who are familiar at all with the Mayan calendar, that marks 1 year till, I don't know what to call it, D-Day or whatever.
Means that we're the farthest away from the sun we're going to be this year.
That's right.
Which in mystical terms means we're the closest.
Oh.
Yes.
So wait, say more about that, Paul.
Well, it's a time to go inward, right? Uh-huh. That's what winter is about. So this is time for contemplation, introspection. To go in.
Yep.
So we'll do that today somehow. We'll work it in.
Well, it's interesting, too, because, I mean, you know, we live in a culture that kind of celebrates light over darkness. But in a sense, you know, this festival is really a celebration of that other half of the puzzle, you know, the nighttime, right? I mean, it's equally important, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. It's where all the good stuff is.
So I want to know. I want to know from you, Paul, and Benny. I want to know from you too.
I'm chiming in. I'm right here.
By the way, how are you doing, Benny?
I'm doing well. Thank you. Okay. Happy holidays.
Thank you. Thank you. I want to hear from both of you because, you know, there's a lot of talk in spiritual circles about, you know, December 21st, 2012, a year from today. And I've got my own opinions about it. I've had some of my own experiences with it, and I know that. Benny, I'm sure you, with Dr. Pat, you've had plenty of psychics on here and plenty of people that
we've had our fair share, yes.
Plenty of people that are talking about this sort of thing. I want to know what's the consensus, Benny? What are you hearing from the majority of the guests and the people? What's going to happen in a year from now?
Wow, you're making me sum up everybody's.
so that tells me that you're hearing a lot of different things.
Yes, and of course everybody wants to hit up, you know, the drpatshow.com for more information and for other shows, but it is a little bit of everything. I mean, variety is the spice of life. So
sure.
Really, I mean, it could be anybody's guess.
So you might have one person saying that it's the end of the world,
mm-hmm.
and then you have another
mm-hmm.
person saying, no, it's more of a new beginning.
Correct.
Or, and maybe some people that are saying both.
Right. Kind of how you see rain, you know, it washes away the old, it's rain is bad. No, rain is good for some.
Sure, sure.
Similar.
Just like dark, you know, like the solstice, the darkness, you know, it helps sustain our bodies and, mm-hmm. you know, gives us a rest and so on. Paul, what about you? I mean, because now Paul and I'll admit, Paul and I have been talking about this for the last year because part of what we talk about a lot on Awaken Life is the quickening that's happening. And Benny, I'm sure, you know, Pat talks about that mm-hmm, too and mm-hmm. some of her guests. There's this sense, and I've certainly felt it, and just about everyone I've talked to has felt it, that in the last year especially, things have really sped up, particularly on the spiritual plane. It's like... spiritual evolution is happening faster. And Paul, I know we've talked about that quite a bit. Yeah. And Do you think that that's a sign that...
Well, here's how I feel about this whole 2012 thing. It's already happened, right? The shift has already occurred. So now mm-hmm. the game is all about integrating, mm-hmm. right? Becoming more aware of what's already taking place, which is this end is actually a beginning. Mm-hmm. So Isaiah, our friend Isaiah, talks about the end being the end of fear,
mm-hmm.
right? So the game, and this is the same thing with winter, right? We're the farthest away from the sun. It seems like the end, but it's actually where things start for the new year, right? You start from now on, we're getting closer to the sun.
It's like the womb of the year, you could say, in a sense.
The birthplace, where the phoenix rises, right? So this is, you know, I don't know. All this kind of apocalyptic version just doesn't speak to me. There's too much fear based in it.
It speaks less to me than the other versions, I'll be honest.
And that's why when we're talking about men and women, right, there's such a, it's always in the context of what's the matter, with, you know, the conflict. There is a lot of it out there. There's mm-hmm. this battle, and particularly in our culture. The women and the men, it's just they're like the Republicans and the Democrats. They're at each other. So, you know, how about some insight?
Now, is that just your personal experience? Or
oh,
is that
God, just watch the Simpsons or Family Guy or whatever. The guys are displayed as oafs and women as, you know, they're just like long-suffering and, you know what I mean? And it's just sort of like they're on the edges of and at each other. It's oppositional.
Yeah, and right. we know that's part of what we're addressing too, you know, and part of what we're going to play with today in terms of looking at what men wish women knew. But sticking with the 2012 thing, what I hear you saying is that the shift has already happened.
That's right.
So for you, then, in a year from now, it's just going to be kind of like it is today.
No, it's going to unfold. This a new kind of understanding. About that's non-oppositional. It's going to start unfolding in all kinds of different areas.
Cultural, I see what you're saying.
Political relationship. The kind of battle between the sexes is going to stop. It's to unfold. I mean, not going to completely stop.
Yeah. We're
going to learn and integrate ways where we can work together in relationship and better. And, you know, so they're more fulfilling and more exciting. Right. There's more passion.
So part of what's happening in terms of this shift and part of what maybe that date represents, which – part of why I'm so interested in it is, you know, I mean, shoot, I talked to my teacher, this guy that I've worked with for years, since I was 8 years old, and he's a really rational guy, you know. He's also capable of going beyond rationality, you know, which I appreciate, but he's very capable of rationality as well, which I'm a fan of. And he says, he looked at me and he goes, Adam, on December 21st of 2012, life as you know it is going to change forever.
Hmm.
And it's not like him to say that sort of thing to me, but I have to tell you, in the last calendar year, I think what you said, it is happening.
It's already happened.
Life has already changed in the last year completely from what I used to know it to be. So that's what I think you're saying.
That's what I'm saying.
But does that mean that in a year from now it's the same sort of deal?
No, just more. Just, you know, what it's done is created more room. So in a year you'll be able to integrate what you already know, and not only you will be able to do it, but so will more of the people in your life, which is exciting, right?
That sounds great.
Yeah, it makes it easy. It doesn't need to be a struggle.
Sounds great. So that means people are going to be less of a pain in the ass?
That's what it means.
Oh.
And that's including you. Most importantly.
Oh, well, this is good. This is an interesting conversation, and a lot of people have said a lot of different things about it, but I'll tell you, when I woke up this morning and I looked at the date, I just couldn't help but think, wow, 1 year. Do you think maybe today, since it's one, you know, things move in cycles and so on, and that's a lot of what the Mayans based their, you know, predictions on, do you think that today, what happens today might be a sign of whether or not we're in for any specific surprise in a year from today?
Well, let's just see. Let's, you know, pay attention and see.
We need to.
You know?
I think that's a good approach. I think it is. I will be today. I'd be very curious.
My experience is these things can be really subtle. You know, so you have to be paying good attention to see. You might get hit bonked over the head, not even notice.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's why I bring up the question.
Yeah.
You know.
So.
So we're going to get into more specifically today, you know, like I said, we're going to get into what men wish women knew. And also we're going to answer questions from women because, I mean, we're just – there's three guys in here today. This is probably doesn't happen very often.
We got to count Brian. That's four.
Thank you. That's
four guys. Can't leave the little guy out back there.
It's a man fest up in here. We need some ladies.
Men.
This probably doesn't happen very often, Benny,
no,
right?
No, it doesn't. I'm actually taking full effect of it right now.
Honestly, in terms of Dr. Pat's audience, I mean, what percentage are men? I mean, it's got to be –
it's probably on one hand.
So, look, Adam, you and I are a men's group.
Maybe two.
And all the ladies that we talk to about the men's group just dying to know, what do you guys talk about?
That's what today's show is about,
all
right?
So we'll talk about stuff we talk about.
We're going to let you in
we'll give you our perspective.
We want to hear from you, too. So if there's any women out there who have questions for us.
We'll give you great relationship advice, and given that neither one of us are in a relationship, we are experts, baby.
I know. I'm 30 and single. Paul's how old?
46.
46 and single.
Yeah, so do exactly the opposite of what we tell you. It'd be great.
Oh, man. But so the number, most of you probably know, is 425-373-5527, or toll-free in Washington, it's 888-298-KKNW. So we're going to go to our first break, and when we come back, we're going to get into, you know, what are men thinking? They're not telling you. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show here at KKNW and Transformation Talk Radio. We will be right back. Lenny Bruce is not afraid. I have a hurricane. Listen to yourself. Turn world serve its own needs. Dummy serve your own needs. Feed it up a knock speed.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community, presents Healing, a spiritual event, Saturday, December 3rd, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. in Seattle. The event features free mediumship and energy healing demos, lectures in crystal light therapy, alchemy, meditation, psychometry, and psychic art drawing with the masters. At 6 p.m., the doors open for a rare opportunity to experience hands-on healing by the Ascended Masters. To register for this evening's seance, go to theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
Are you looking for that special gift that will uplift, inspire, and give a heart a voice to express itself? Let our 365 messages of gratitude box, diffused in English and French, connect you daily with the essence of gratitude. Open daily a message of gratitude and gracefully move through your day. Offer this gift of gratitude to a hostess, a teacher, a mentor, an elder, or anyone who inspires you to feel gratitude. Visit our Gratitude Living Boutique at explorationgratitude.com. That's explorationgratitude.com.
I was dealing with anxiety and depression, and nothing seemed to help me. Then I started to work with Dr. Schaub's Breakthrough Program. In just a few sessions, he helped me to finally understand and heal the deeper root cause of my challenges. As a result, I feel more centered and confident than ever before. And now I have the tools which will continue to support me throughout my life's journey. Dr. Schaub's approach has changed my life.
Hello, I'm Dr. Friedman Schaub, and I work with people across the globe to help them break through anxiety and depression and access their true potential. If you are ready to bring back confidence, joy, and meaning in your life, call us to schedule a free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit our website at cellularwisdom.com. That's cellularwisdom.com.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shisei, the healthy chocolate. Shisei is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Shisei, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at lifesaverchocolate.com or call 888-287-2011.
If you or anyone you love has a degenerative or bulging disc, you need to know the doctors at Wellness One of Bellevue and Eastgate. For bulging discs of the back and neck, they use the DRX-9000 spinal decompression machine. It gently creates negative pressure on the specific degenerated disc that allows the body to naturally repair itself. No drugs and no surgery. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net to learn more about spinal decompression at Wellness One of Bellevue and Eastgate. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Hey, Hey, everybody. Welcome back to this December 21st, 2011 here. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. Dr. Pat's out. I'm Adam Seward. I'm here with Paul DeFuria and Benny, and we're filling in for her while she's gone. And us guys, we're talking today about, what men aren't telling women, and really what men, in a sense, want women to know. And we pulled 50 things off of Men's Health magazine. There are 50 things that men want women to know. And so we're gonna get into those. And we're going to kind of flush them out a bit. But I want to encourage you out there, you women, maybe you're in a relationship that's confusing you. Maybe you've got a man who's doing things that make no sense. Please give us a call. Again, the number 800-930-2819. That's Dr. Pat's toll-free number. So we look forward to hearing from you. So you ready to get into these?
All right, let's do it.
All right, so Paul and I were talking. We're not too thrilled with some of these, honestly, but we want to – it came from Men's Health magazine. So we're gonna read them, and we're going to kind of flush them out a bit. So how about – here's number one.
Start with one, yeah.
Yeah, it says, make us laugh. We'll want to hang around.
Yeah, what do you think? We all love someone who has a sense of humor, doesn't take things too seriously, you know.
How important is it, though, to you to have
somebody
a woman
who makes me laugh?
Yeah.
I prefer, actually, honestly, women who laugh at my jokes.
I agree. Yeah. But that's literally the number one thing. If you can make a woman laugh,
a woman, literally, I fell golden. In love with her because the way she laughed at my jokes.
It's golden.
It's awesome.
Right?
Yeah.
I don't expect her to crack me up. I love it. It's a bonus, but, you know.
So even more than for you than make me laugh, you're saying laugh at my jokes. Help me think that I'm funny.
Here's the point. It's not about me feeling like I'm – it's an invitation. We've talked about this before, that the man is really making the invitation. It's like when they dance. They're leading the dance.
Yes.
But you're dancing together, right?
Yes.
The invitation's being offered by the man. So when you tell a joke, it's an invitation to take things lightly and to enjoy, you know, right? Like, so you're leading in that way.
And stay grounded.
That's
so it's good to stay grounded, you know, and not be so serious all the time.
That's
it's
key.
Like, and humor, maybe in a sense, is a way that a man can kind of demonstrate his groundedness, right? His ability to to take things lightly, you know, to see the whole perspective and to maybe make a play on it somehow.
Well, in the spiritual traditions, you know. It's you know, the whole thing about a samadhi, which is the third stage of an enlightened experience, is really getting the cosmic joke. You know, a lot of people will explain how they had their personal renaissance, but they just started cracking up in a moment, right? Our way, because, you know, and the Greeks considered the two energies, the masculine energy is kind of the ascending energy. It's out and up.
Yeah.
It's that, you know, this love force going out, right? The agape is how they describe the descending energy into the body. See, this we associate with the feminine.
Yeah.
The dance, the expression, the radiance, right? So when we tell a joke, we crack, it's a movement out to just kind of deconstruct everything. It's like, and then it's an invitation into actually the joy of freedom, just releasing, right, everything. And there's a truth to it. It has a cutting edge, right? When you tell a joke, you cut right through all the junk, and if you can make somebody laugh, then they stop holding on to their story about it, right? So this is a freedom move. This is the Eros move. This is the masculine move.
Right.
So this is why I'm saying I like it when they laugh at my joke. It's not because I feel like I'm a funny guy. It's just that natural kind of play.
Sure, sure. So I mean, it seems like if you know, of course, a sense of humor is something that's appreciated, you know, in anyone. So this isn't, maybe this one isn't necessarily something that is just specific to women, right? You know, like but it's important to point out, I mean, most guys know that confidence and a sense of humor are the two most attractive qualities in a man. You can ask any woman.
That's right.
But what's attractive in a female? Well, humor counts there too.
Yeah.
And in a way, a sense of humor is sexy.
Well, it takes two to tango.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. If you tell the joke and they don't laugh, you get that you don't, right? You're not kind of connecting in a particular
way. Well, then you got to work on your delivery, too.
Well,
yeah, right. So
I'm just saying, though.
It's true.
Well, no, I mean, it's a shared sense of humor.
Of course.
Some people have terrible sense of humor, but they find another person who thinks it's hilarious.
Right.
So it's a good match, right?
Sure.
This is a way to find out if there's chemistry.
Right.
Right?
If they're forcing a laugh, you can tell, right? If they sense that what you're saying is funny, it's probably a good match.
All right, so read the next one.
All right, it says, express yourself. It makes us proud, even if someone thinks you're wrong.
Oh, well, that one's definitely a go. If they're fully self-expressed, you know, they're in their own radiance.
Yes.
They're shining.
Yeah.
That's a go. That's what we want.
Right.
See, because the masculine is the witnessing awareness. So you're seeing the territory. But what are you seeing? You're seeing the shiny, glimmery manifestation, the divine feminine dancing around. We want to watch the dance. So we want them to be expressive. Self-expressed.
And you're single right now?
I'm a single man.
Unbelievable, ladies. Did you hear that answer?
I did.
That was amazing.
That was pretty
good. I'll give you that.
Personally, I'm experiencing a period of humility in that area.
Call now. Get a date.
Yeah. I know, right? Pulse. And go to adamstewart.com if you want to see a picture.
It's a good idea.
So it's attractive to us, according to Men's Health, and according to us, it sounds like, too, we're agreeing on this. It's attractive to us when a woman expresses herself, when she, in a sense, it even inspires us to be proud.
Okay.
It's just attractive. I mean, it's beautiful, right? It's like,
that's it.
And it's also a symbol of self-confidence, wouldn't you say? I mean, like, if a woman is willing to express herself, well, then that tells you something about how she feels about herself, even if someone might think she's wrong.
Yeah, you can't be wrong in self-expression. There's no wrong in that.
All right, it says here, we crave hugs and holding too. And no, it doesn't always have to lead to sex.
That's great. Yeah, of course. The touch.
Yeah. So do you think that most women think that touching is really just about, you know, sex that's meant to lead to that?
No, I'll tell you something. Everything is communicated through our senses, and the touch can be a real energetic transmission. I have a friend, he just started dating someone, and they're in their 60s, right?
Yeah.
They were on a date, their first date, and they met on Match. And about halfway through the date, she reached out and put her hand on his wrist, just like that.
Mm.
Done. Those two are a couple. They are on.
That's old school.
Oh, that, it's so.
That,
he said.
That's cute.
He said it was. He didn't realize it until later, but that was the moment.
Right.
When he was all in. He was like, I'm all in now, because she just reached out and did that little gesture.
Do you hear that, ladies? It could be very subtle, and it can go a long way.
Or you grab his arm, you're walking along, and you know how that feels, right? They just put their arm under yours.
Feels
boom.
Great.
You are in.
I think it's all about timing, too, depending on location, where you're at. I mean, you're not going to do a whole big PDA, you know, public display of affection, like in the mall, like just start making out.
No,
really,
no.
Come on, save some of it. And I don't think other people appreciate it anyways.
Yes.
Right.
Because I'm not all about that.
No,
but, you know, a little hand-holding when you're walking along, I think those are subtle things that really make a difference.
Yeah.
Everything is about timing in life. All
yeah.
Right, what's the next one?
Well, one more point on that one,
yeah.
Speedy. I think it's safe to say, too, that when a girl does that, it helped. I feel more like a man. You know what I mean? Like, when a girl is confident enough to take your hand or to put her arm around you or whatever, I don't know. I actually had a girl once. This was a little while, and it's related to this. I had a girl where I hugged her, and she literally put all of her weight onto me. So in other words, as we're hugging, she completely trusts me to support all of her weight, right? Like hangs on me in a sense. And my feeling in that moment was, wow, this is sexy. You know, I feel stronger because of this. You know, I feel more capable. I feel more masculine, you know, more confident. So
yes,
it's another way that women can use touch and, you know, so on to really inspire a man to grow.
Well,
fondness.
What you're speaking about is surrender. Yes. Full surrender. That is the big hook.
Sure.
Because the man, if he's still and silent, right, he's unmoving. And in that, the way you described it, it's a way for the feminine to surrender into it, right? And that's that opens us up. That frees us up. So, yeah, that's the big hook.
Right.
That creates the connection. Completes a circuit.
Got it.
Right?
It makes sense. I think that's well said. It says, Men stereotypically like to solve a woman's problems, but a woman who solves her own while we watch, that's hot.
I don't know. What do you think?
Well, you know, in my work, I'm a therapist, and so my work, I see a lot of men that want to solve women's problems, and it doesn't work too well. You know what I mean? It just doesn't.
It's a sense of accomplishment for them.
Yeah, it gives them that feeling
of power. Right.
Sure. But women, you know, they don't generally want men to solve their problems.
No,
you
just want to be heard.
They just want. See, this Dr. Pat show, you've learned a lot of Ben over there.
That's why I'm still here.
But for men, it's like, you know, we want to solve them, but is it attractive when a woman shows a certain level of independence, I guess, in dealing with her own issues? What do you think?
Well, this is like a second stage idea, right? Oh, right. Yeah, we have to describe what that means. Well, go ahead.
Well, yeah, we can
describe. See what I mean by that?
We got an hour. We can describe the three-stage model if you want, but I don't know if we've got the time.
You know the idea. The idea that I can solve my own problem is good at a level. It's good at a particular stage. Mm-hmm. If someone's helpless, that's no good. So the fact that she can get to that point, say, I don't actually need to have you. But then you got to push past that, too. I can be on my own, but I'm actually open more in your presence than by myself. You can open me more than I can do it on my own. Mm. So, you know, I don't, you know, that is only true to a point.
Right.
You see what I mean? Because the truth is the guys want to solve problems, and you have to allow them to do that. That's what they do. They want to win.
Yeah.
They want to win. So if you let the guy win and he's feeling like he's winning, he's going to be great. If he feels like he's losing, he's going to shut down. Mm-hmm. Right?
Pull himself away.
Pull yourself away. Now, women, they want to be expressed. Yeah. They want to feel loved.
Yeah.
So
And they want to be seen.
That's right.
Yeah.
By the witness, right?
Yeah.
The man is seeing them.
Sure.
And by the way, this isn't just men and women. This is really a dynamic. It's an energetic. So it's true for gay couples, right?
Yep.
It's just the way things work. Yep. It happens in nature. This isn't a gender thing. But the idea, though, is that the woman wants to be loved. And that's so she's feeling seen or heard. Then it's okay. Right. Yeah. So, yes, if you try to fix that problem, you're going to make it worse because in that moment, your job is to shut up and listen.
Sure.
But as you said, it's all timing. There is the time for you to, you know, the car breaks down. You don't want her under the hood. You know,
maybe not. Well,
I don't know.
Unless she knows how it goes.
I've met some great gear wrenchers in my day, and they have been females, and they do a wonderful job. So I'm just saying.
Well, okay, great.
And I agree.
And then here's the thing. Okay, so maybe they're great at that.
Mm-hmm.
When you go back to dancing, as it were, then you got to shift it again. You got to lean them over and plant a kiss on them after they fix your car. So you're back into the right flow of things. Do you hear what I'm saying?
I hear what you're saying.
Am I speaking your language?
Hey,
or am I talking
to myself?
I think
you just created a movie plot right there.
God, well,
it's okay to change, but you got to be able to shift in these dynamics.
That's right. And we're
going
to shift to a break.
Okay.
We're going to come back. We're going to talk more about this. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show here on Transformation Talk Radio and KKNW. We'll be right back.
This magic moment, so different and so new, but like any other, until I kissed you, and then it happened.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Have you ever thought that you could live the essence of gratitude? By living the essence of gratitude within our soul at each moment of our life, we consciously choose and embody its high-frequency energy. Magic starts to appear when we connect ourselves to the essence of gratitude. The openness of our heart allows each one of us to express abundance and creativity in all areas of life. Create your own personalized work of art in the form of a mandala. The goal of this Essence of Gratitude mandala is to harmonize you with the vibration of gratitude and to help you to integrate it so that it becomes second nature to you and that it supports you in the manifestation of the life of your dreams. To get your mandala infused with the essence of gratitude, visit our Gratitude Living Boutique at explorationgratitude.com.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness. Are you seeking clarity? Do worries about your health, job, parents, children, or pets keep you awake, tossing and turning at night? Are you considering a major life change? Looking for love? Do you want to create a life of joy? Let psychic Elizabeth Anglin help. Visit ElizabethAnglin.com or call 970-708-4838 to schedule your life-clarifying appointment today. Don't waste time being worried. Psychic Elizabeth Anglin at ElizabethAnglin.com or call 970-708-4838.
Hi, Katya here from Urban Wellness, your local herb shop, with your herbal tip of the week, stinging nettle. Not simply a plant to avoid brushing up against while in the woods, this plant is an important herb. Harvest fresh with gloves, and you can add this leafy green food to soups, lasagna, or make as a tea. High in minerals such as iron and calcium, nettle leaf has antihistamine and anti-inflammatory effects, so is a good ally for those with seasonal allergies. Thanks for tuning in to my herbal tip of the week. Come see us at 103 Lake Street South in Kirkland, Washington, or online at urbanwellness.net.
And the world's all right with me. Just one look at you.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. This is the Dr. Pat Show, and this is Adam Seward filling in for Dr. Pat, joined here with Paul DeFuria and Benny. And we're talking about what men wish women knew, and we're having some fun with it. We actually did have a question come through during the break, and it's a girl that says she's dating a guy, things have not been going well for some time now. She internally is pretty sure that things aren't working out, and she wants to know how to break up with a guy without basically crushing him, you know? What do you guys think? I mean, like, you've probably had the let's LJBF talk before, you know, the...
let's just be friends?
Yeah.
Those ones.
It's not something that, you know, most guys want to hear, but...
Wanted to wait. Her plan was to wait until they got in her next fight.
Yeah.
But things weren't going on well enough, and so she was waiting
for that leverage.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So almost like waiting for something to go wrong so that there's an excuse to break up.
Also, she didn't know when was the right timing. So this is a good question. What do you think?
Well, if the time is now, then it's time to get busy and just do it, you know, because...
Like a Band-Aid, just rip it off, just make the action happen.
There, you know, because think about it.
It's like a bikini wax.
Now we're going deeper.
That was below the belt. It's
literally.
Here's the thing. I've stayed in a relationship too long before. You know, we've all done that. And the experience of it is like dragging weight. And it affects literally every area of your life. I mean, I was having back trouble, you know, low back issues. Things were not in sync. And I justified staying in the relationship because I didn't want to hurt her, you know. Because of not wanting to hurt someone, and I know we've all done this before, you know, we've acted in a way that was not in our integrity because we didn't want to hurt someone's feelings. The result was just dragging something out, you know, and actually in the long run, it really just hurts both of you more. You know, I mean, the tendency is to focus, well, this is working and it's not that bad, but really, is that the life that you want? You know, is that the relationship that you want, a relationship that's not that bad? So my advice, I would say, is to get busy. But then the question, and this is what she was asking as well, is how to do that. So as a guy, you know,
you don't want to. First of all, you don't want to wait until you get into an argument, to be honest.
Which a lot of people do. They're like,
yeah, they feel like they need to break. They have a lot of anger and strife to make a break.
Yeah.
Which you don't really actually need. There's another way to do it, which is just to be honest. Do it when you're actually not upset, so you can be honest and tell them the truth instead of saying things in anger, which aren't true anyway, right?
Right.
So that's a big key. And this whole idea of trying to protect somebody is a total cop-out, because really what you're trying to do is protect yourself from looking bad. So just be honest. There's nothing the matter. No one's doing anything wrong.
Yeah.
Just say what is. So if you tell them what is true for you, then, you know, it's actually okay to hear. What men want to know is what's true.
Right.
Right? So that way you don't feel, months later going, hey, why didn't I get that info? I might have had a different choice to make.
Sure.
Then I feel betrayed and resentful about that. So just be true. When it's true for you, let me know.
You can't really go wrong with stating what's true. It's nobody's fault that's true. It is what it is. That's the way things are.
So the only thing that you're responsible for is radical honesty, right? In the sense that you just have to say what's true for you, and then everything else we can work through.
Mm-hmm.
So I would encourage her just to sit down with him and tell him what's going on for her.
Right. And it probably would take some courage to do that, you know. I mean, especially if it's been something that's been put off for some time.
Yes. Well, we like courageous women. I don't know. Is that on this?
It wasn't on the list, but I think we could add it. You know, courage is sexy.
Okay. What's next?
Well, let's see. Oh, from the list, it says. Okay. This is again. We're going back to the. Hopefully, that was helpful to our. Our email question person. By the way, if you want to send an email, you can do that at hello@adamseward.com if you have a question you'd like to send it in.
What about number 10?
Which one's that? Okay. Oh, it says here, my guy friends, not only are they not negotiable, they're the best sign that I'm not a whack job.
What do you think about that whole guy code? The friends are off limits. This is a fun conversation for you and me, Adam. What do you think?
Oh, I know, right? Paul was into my assistant
Uh-oh.
Recently, and
yes.
Jacqueline.
How many of my lady friends have you dated?
Well, at least two I can think of off the top of my head.
Yes,
I don't think that's what this question's talking about. But that's
the idea is my friends are off limits, right? Isn't that what it says?
No, it says my guy friend. They're not negotiable. They're your best. What I think it's saying
is negotiable.
What I think it's saying is that, you know, I'm not going to not be friends with someone because you don't like them.
Oh, I thought it was saying they're off limits, not negotiable. I'm sorry. So they're just saying.
Well, duh. You can't date my friends. Like if we're in a relationship, you can't date my. No, of course please don't date my friend.
No, I misunderstood the question. Much less interesting now.
Yeah. So. But I think it's, yeah, I know. But still, Benny, come on, you know what it's saying. What do you think? I mean, my guy friends, they're not negotiable, but they're, if a guy has friends, is that a good sign that he's not crazy or weird or whatever?
Oh, man. I don't know, because I've kind of been in the situation where it has happened in our little group.
Yeah.
People have dated and they've let them go, and other people are like, well, I thought she was kind of cute. Do you mind? As long as they ask, I'm okay with it.
Right.
But on other standards, it hasn't happened. Like, oh, man, we went a little further. So I think it depends on how the relationship went before.
So we're answering two questions now,
right.
Basically. We're answering the first one, which is, it's fun, you know, which there's probably more energy in the way you heard it, right? It's like, is it okay to date someone that your friend has dated?
Mm-hmm.
We could probably talk about that quite a bit. and Paul's right, you know, that. I could thank Paul for introducing me to a couple of lovely women.
Yeah, and you, me.
Yeah, right? Wait, yeah. Now who have you did? Well,
we can get to that later.
He was into my assistant Jacqueline. I said she was off limits because I was afraid that things wouldn't work out and she'd quit.
Yeah. Well, now you have to
business comes first.
Yeah, set me up with her.
But she ended up. We ended up. You know, she ended up leaving anyway, and so now I told him recently that she is now. On limit, or you know, she's available. So,
yeah right. On limits.
Yeah, on limits. No.
Yeah, and Sid too.
Oh, Sydney too. Yeah.
Yeah. What a lovely person.
So that's, I mean, that's an interesting question. That's probably a case-by-case basis, you know. I mean, I'm sure there's some sure. women that you have dated that, and there's probably some friends you would let them date and some friends you wouldn't let them date.
Well, this goes to the question of freedom, okay? So we can answer the first one the way it's written first, which is men, you know, that Eros energy we talked about, right? This is the same with the yin and yang symbol, right?
Mm-hmm.
The yang is the masculine energy. It is expressed through freedom. So that's the value highest to someone who identifies with themselves in the masculine is freedom, right? For the feminine or the yin energy, it's fullness. It's coming into the body, full self-expression like we talked about, right? So men who have their own friends, right, those friendships are a way that they, you know, appreciate their own freedom to have their friendships intact.
Yeah, they're free to keep the friends and have the friends that they want to have.
Yeah, I had a friend in law school. He met this woman, and that was it. One by one, he had to cut off all his friends. She just demanded it was the cost of the relationship. They were a threat to her, right? And I said, look, you do not want to go down that road.
No.
Because what it means is if you allow her to do that, that's a precondition. You just have to cut all your friendships. It's bad. Bad for you, bad for her, bad for the relationship. You need that. That's a big piece of who you are, is your
Huge.
Friendships are your support system. You need them to keep you honest, right? You need your friends to keep you straight.
Sure.
Right? So.
And what about a woman that doesn't have many friends?
Oh, man. Well.
I mean, do you think that's a sign that maybe she's.
Well, we all need allies. We all need to surround ourselves with allies. But there is a thing that's not an impulse you see with men wanting women not to have cut their, you know, that's a threat to them. No. Usually no. But so, of course, it's to be encouraged. The idea is these relationships are actually not just for you. It's not just for your own personal benefit. That's a first stage relationship.
Yeah.
And it's not egocentric in that way. But it's also not just for the two of you. It's not the cult of two. Oh, we're going to get together and when we'll be happy and live happily ever after. And then everyone else is just off. No. The idea is that your relationship is not only for the two of you, but an expression of what you're up to in the world and supporting everyone else. So you can be an example to them of how to relate and, in you know, to how to express love, how to receive it. So your relationship actually is in service of the awakening, the full self-expression, the freedom of everyone around you.
Mm-hmm.
If your relationship ain't that, well, it's got, you know, you got work to do.
Sure. I like it. I like it. All right. We're ready for our third break. We're going to go. We'll be right back. We're going to continue to talk about this. Again, you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show here on Transformation Talk Radio at KKNW. We'll be right back.
What are we attracting in our life and relationships, and why? And how can we let go of attracting and being attracted to things that may not serve us? Peter Kane has been facilitating deep relationship work for over 30 years. Author of The Monogamy Challenge, Creating and Keeping Intimacy, Peter is passionate about bringing aliveness into your life and relationships. Contact Peter Kane for counseling, coaching, or breathwork. Visit peterkane.org. Or contact Peter Kane at 425-802-2050.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? Well, I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have. Cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Toprasin, pain relief and healing cream. Toprasin relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Toprasin and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you're hurt. We want to help. We're so sure Toprasin will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief with no side effects, ask for Toprasin or call 1-800-959-1007. That's 1-800-959-1007. Toprasin, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
TalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Have you asked your dentist about periodontal disease? 3 out of 4 adults in Seattle unknowingly suffer from this painless but progressive infection caused by bacterial plaque. If not carefully treated, these bacteria can infect your gums, deteriorating the tissue and causing tooth loss. At Pacific Northwest Periodontics and Implant Dentistry, we offer a different kind of patient experience, providing the highest level of perio care within a relaxing environment. After a thorough examination, our doctors will take the time to understand your needs, address your concerns, and review a variety of treatment options with you. Our goal is to work with you to ensure the integrity of your dental health. Don't allow periodontal disease to take your teeth. Call Pacific Northwest Periodontics at 206-575-1086 to schedule an appointment. Or to learn more about periodontics, visit us online at pnwperio.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Adam, and we're talking today about what men want women to know, what we wish you already knew, in a sense. And we're, you know, answering some questions, too, from women about things that really, you know, just being men kind of makes you the expert, right? Because you know you're a man. But there's something we were talking about over the break. You know, we went through these. Some of them are okay. Some of them are kind of shallow and, you know, really just so-so. But we were talking over the break. What is it that really is the, you know, especially for guys that are on the spiritual path and so on, which I imagine a lot of you listeners, that's kind of what you're looking for, given the nature of the show. What is it that guys really want? And we talked about a woman who loves herself, a woman who takes care of herself, a woman who knows how to put herself first when necessary. And, you know, I said that Paul just kind of lit up. He's like, oh yeah, I just love that. It wasn't quite like that. It's just more like, yeah, that's so important. So let's talk about that. I mean, we've got, you know, 10 minutes left or so. Let's get into this. I mean,
my friend was dating someone, and what she said about herself was, I like everything about myself.
Oh, wow.
And I thought, that's it. Cause there's nothing to fix. We talked about fixing earlier, right? Someone's just really comfortable with themselves and happy, awesome. Then we don't have to go to work.
Mm-hmm.
We're allowed to just be ourselves. Then right. Then it's more about a celebration of our time together, as opposed to having to fix things about ourselves or something's right?
Well, the last relationship I was in, the question ended up being, do you love yourself? Hmm. You know, that's what I asked her, because she kept trying to fix me, you know, and what that equals out to in my world is that you don't love yourself.
Something is wrong, yes.
Was she diverting it? Diverting
that's what I think was happening. I think it was a lot of projection. You know, I think it was a lot of, not to say I'm perfect or anything, you know what I mean? But there's a difference between trying
not?
To.
Don't be so sure about
right?
that.
Well, man, see, I love you guys,
yeah,
right?
We love you too, man.
Gosh. No, I mean, ultimately, we're all perfect. Just absolutely just couldn't be any more perfect, you know?
Yeah, right there.
And that's really what loving yourself is about, is just the recognition of that. So, you know, that's and honestly, you know, that's the kind of relationship that I think most of us are looking for, is the one where with the person who really, they know their own perfection well enough to really honor yours. And so, you know, I guess what I want women to know, but not just women, everyone to know, is that when you love yourself and really everything about you, you know, when you can accept the light and the dark, right, on this winter solstice, that's sexy. Would you agree, Benny?
I agree.
Yeah, and Paul, what do you think?
Absolutely. It's a full embrace of everything. And, you know, you're not trying to use your partner to fill some empty spot in you. That's sourcing. That is a disaster. I mean, then it's all work.
Well, we all know what that feels like, too, when we're in a relationship and we can sense that whoever we're with is actually using us to fulfill some space within them, some hole, some gap.
If you look for love outside yourself, when you, in fact, are the source of it, you just chase your tail around, and you're going to make whoever you're with miserable.
Oh.
So that is not...
And yourself, right?
Yeah, most importantly, yourself.
So, yeah, actually, we had a caller, Natalie. She didn't want to come on the air. She had to run, but she was calling in from Bellevue. And her question was, is it okay to be or to have friendships with exes when you're in a new relationship?
Well, definitely no if it's a friends with benefits situation. I don't think that's what she's asking. Is it okay, Paul? What do you think? Is it okay to have friends?
Well, of course it's okay. The question is, can you handle it, and can your partner handle it? And that's a really good information to know.
So it's really not a. I mean, it's a. She's asking, you know, is it right or wrong to do it, or is it okay? Is it right to do it? But that's not what the answer is. It's really, you know, it depends on the situation, right?
Well, it's always okay to be friends. I don't never date anyone I'm not friends with afterwards. Why would you be, you know, you fall in love with someone and you get in a relationship, and then the relationship you had together is going to go on different paths, right? Why does that mean the love is any less, right? How come you have to not, you know, all that, the whole thing about not being friends is really a way to kind of protect yourself. And it's a function, it's a stage. You're maturing through different stages. When you get to a certain point, you're always friends with them.
See, now,
even
this is
friends
fun.
Before you meet them.
This
then
is
you
a fun question, though, Paul, because I know for a fact that there's a girl that you dated.
Yes.
And her new boyfriend said she couldn't be friends with you.
Well, no, it wasn't that. She didn't say we couldn't be friends.
Right.
Just we couldn't.
Communicate. Like
no,
we
couldn't.
What are you trying to say?
We couldn't be friends with benefits. That's different.
But didn't, I mean, like, so if you want to, like, call her up and go out for coffee, is that allowed?
Oh, yeah, that's totally kosher.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, of course.
Okay. But it sounds like this girl who's, you know, who sent the email is she may, you know.
Okay, so the question is, what, do you have an agenda with your ex, right?
Oh, okay.
Does your new partner, they feel threatened or jealous? Jealousy is a big thing to point to, because jealousy is nothing more than insecurity.
So which is also not loving yourself.
Exactly. Yeah. So that's just that's a big flag of, okay, we got to pay attention to this. It's not going to be easy. Yeah. Right? They're going to feel threatened, right, by my relationship with someone who's in my past. It's a real flag to me when someone says, you have to have a certain relationship with someone else in your life. Why would you ever restrict someone's freedom in that way?
Right.
Why would that ever be a precondition? That's your own stuff to work through.
So the answer really for her is yes, it's okay. And if you're with a guy that's, you know, putting preconditions on who you can be friends with, then that's more about them and their jealousy than it is about you or whether or not it's even okay to be friends. So
just from a practical standpoint, you know, when you're just coming out of a relationship and you're into a new one, you know, what you might tell them is, look, we're friends. We're going to stay friends. We're going to create some space, a couple of months, just so that we can reset our fields and shift. And I'm going to be with this person, right?
Sure.
So that's just acknowledging kind of the practicality of things, that there are these connections, right? So the love doesn't go away, but, you know, your relationship does.
Mm-hmm.
It shifts and transforms. And to give yourself space for that, that's okay. But it's not a net. You can't be it's not a restriction. It's actually creating more space and more freedom for both of you.
Right.
Yeah.
To allow for that.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Natalie, thanks for the question.
Yeah, thanks for the question, Natalie. Well, we're wrapping up here. Hopefully this is helpful for some of you women out there. I mean, this is a... there's a lot of things, like you said, Paul, I mean, there's a lot of things between men and women that are unclear. I mean, there's a lot of disconnect between the sexes, and there's a lot of questions. I mean, I know, what do women want? That's sort of the age old question for men. And the reality is you don't know. And if you think you do, you know, better check yourself, because it's always changing.
Well, yeah, right. Once you find it, you want something else. That's what makes it interesting.
That is what, and that's the dance of the masculine and feminine, in a sense. But I don't know. I mean, it feels like for women. I mean, I know that when we did a series a few weeks ago, it was the masculine with heart, and we were trying to help guys evolve beyond the macho jerk ideal. All spine and no heart, but also to evolve beyond the sensitive and caring wimp, you know, all heart and no spine. And because there's, you know, unfortunately, there's a lot of wimpy guys out there, because there's a lot of guys that didn't have fathers, you know, in sort of the baby boomer era and so on. You know, and so
well, there's a lot in this culture that emasculates men. The
right.
problem is if it works, then you're stuck with someone who's emasculated, and that's no fun for the feminine.
No,
because
right?
there's no polarity.
Right.
There's no dance. See, if it meets in the middle, then it's sort of mushy and there's no juice to it.
Right.
So this is a way to create a dynamic between a couple so that there's a lot of electricity and fun and growth. Because really, relationships are all about growing.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And it seems like, you know, these are the kind of conversations that hopefully are going to help us understand each other so that ultimately we can come into a place of more union.
Yeah, well, see, the key is to start from a place of appreciation, right, and non-judgment. So that's something we always talk about is just start from appreciation. What do you appreciate about your partner? Go there. Put your attention on that.
Sure.
Because where your attention goes is where all the energy is going to flow to.
Yeah. Well, and that's also about, you know, if you can really look for and find what you appreciate in another, that's one of the greatest ways to learn to love yourself. And I think what I learned today just through the conversation is that that's really the key to a successful relationship, is finding that love for yourself and helping the other person to find that love for them as well. Yes,
let it overflow. Thanks, Adam. Overflow. That was a fun conversation.
Yeah, I enjoyed it too. Dr. Pat, I'm sure will be back soon. But thanks to all the Dr. Pat faithful for tuning in today, even though she wasn't here. Again, you can listen to Awaken Life every Monday at 3. And you can get in touch with us at adamseward.com. That's www.adamseward.com. See you later.